I have attended protests and rallies in the past when I agreed with the goals, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that. But I have also chosen to not go anywhere near protests that have expressed hateful rhetoric, violence towards fellow citizens, and a disrespect not just of science, but of the frontline health workers and, quite frankly, the 90% of truckers who have been doing the right thing to keep Canadians safe, to put food on our tables. Canadians know where I stand. This is a moment for responsible leaders to think carefully about where they stand and who they stand with.
Well, hello again there, folks. So last week I was busy with my new Substack blog that I've opened, which I'm going to use as a kind of hub to put all my stuff together because of the big tech and censorship, and you end up scattered across all of the different platforms, and I want to have it put it like re-centralize everything back on my Substack thing. But and I've got a couple of articles up there as well. But that means that for the last week or so, there's been a lot going on, and I've got kind of a build up of hot takes that I need to get off my chest. And by and large, it's really positive. So I've been looking at the situation in Canada. Trudeau like running away. And there seems to be just such a release of positive energy around the trucker rebellion. Like, it's as if it's been pent up for 2 years, where people have had to just take like spoonful of shit after spoonful of shit, and now you see that it's actually being released, and just the general atmosphere of it all, the general camaraderie and happiness to it all, like this release, as like the narrative begins to sort of fall apart. And the best part of all so far is Justin Trudeau like running away. And the funny thing is, you see these kind of pictogram things going around, and it's got all of the, like, the head honchos of the World Economic Forum, and people are saying, oh, like, look, this is like the technocratic, they're all embedded with the government and everything. And that's true, and that was kind of the theme last year. It was like, kind of, well, what the hell is this? Like, they're everywhere. And now, I think it's interesting because A lot of these cadre of elites which have been planted in governments across the Western world. So you've got like Trudeau, and you've got that one in that Ardern in New Zealand. There's a few in Australia. They're all over the European Union. I mean, the EU countries seem to have like they seem to be in like a headlock of this Davos kind of set. And then you've got Trudeau as well. And the funny thing is, when it comes to the sort of the boots on the ground politics, they're actual morons. And I think they're morons because it's this new social media driven kind of data and modelling and data sheet kind of mentality that they've got. This is the way they think. This is like the running theme of last year. And I think one of where they run into problems is on implementation. I think the technocratic scheme is time and time again, whether it's people in Montana getting rid of the sort of the green stuff at the local level through the local state and counties. And then like the implementation of the digital IDs, where you've got these massive protests. I mean, it's really bad, actually. There's such a pushback, and it seems to have come to a head in Canada. So they've tried to do it by stealth. They've tried to sneak it in, under the radar, under the guise that it's like social distancing, it's your vax pass, and all of this. But like everybody knows that it's like a lie. Everybody knows what the real agenda is, which is why everybody's saying that. They're not saying so much it's related to the virus or the jab. It's basically that they don't trust these digital IDs, and that's what's on the signs and the placards all over the place. And so I think it's funny just how badly implemented they have done this, and it is that kind of cadre from that the WEF, and you can contrast that with Tony Blair. So Tony Blair is of a different ilk. He's of a completely different Machiavellian stripe. If this was like some kind of dark order, he'd be like a senior, he'd be like the priestly class. And when Tony Blair comes out and he talks about the digital IDs, first of all, he doesn't call it a vax pass. He calls them digital IDs. He calls them what they are. And he gives interviews on CNN and the BBC, not only saying that they're digital IDs and that we should have them, but they're a good thing and that they're also inevitable. So the way he frames the discussion is not to fall into this trap of trying to like slip them in on the sly, the way the technocrats have been doing, but to say, yeah, we're going to have them because this is just the way of the future, because we need to collect all this data to keep up with China or all that. So he would have to sell them that this is going to happen whether you like it or not. This is going to happen in the same way that the Earth like orbits the sun and all of this. And so then you're in a more difficult position because he's not actually hiding anything. The skill, what he's doing, is saying that this is inevitable. You're fighting against the future, and it's such a more devious and manipulative way of doing politics than this kind of shabby. Let's kind of sneakily slip it in there and hope nobody notices that they're like living in a social credit system, like when the trucker who went on Tucker Carlson said, like the border was alerted that he was approaching the border in his truck, and the border was alerted by the vax pass. So he was being tracked, basically. So this is what people are pushing back against, and it's like the agenda's completely out there in the open. And it's the problem that they've got is implement they've got an idea of what they want to do, but then the problem that they've got is being able to implement it at the local level. Another way that you can see that Justin Trudeau is a complete and utter moron is the way in the clip at the beginning there, he kind of comes straight out. He clearly defines like his friends and his enemies. Like to come blatantly out and say, well, I support Black Lives Matter, but I don't support the trucker rebellion. That is like that. So what you've got in there is like the wider sort of global homo ideology, like linking itself up with the what people would call the Great Reset, the big kind of shift and drive to digitize everything and put us in this electronic grid of surveillance. And in the person of Justin Trudeau, you see the two things coming together. You see the two agendas kind of shackling to chaining each other. And to say that to say that, well, I don't like the truckers, but I do like Black Lives Matter. That is to say that I like the agenda of the elite. I like the global social engineering policies and all of the astroturf protest movements that we've created. Like, that's all fine. That's all great. What I don't like is this mainly like white and working class revolt. Like that's illegitimate. So if it's within the paradigm of their ideology, then it's good. If it's outside, it's bad. Again, and it's clear for everybody to see. So you can see that like this is also something that a more skillful politician like Tony Blair just wouldn't do. He wouldn't fall into that trap. In fact, Tony Blair comes out and says the opposite. He thinks the so-called woke politics is destroying the left. He wants that out of the centre. He wants to push that back into the fringes because he knows that it gets on everybody's nerves. He knows that it irritates people. So it's not that he disagrees with it. It's just pure strategy. It's just this pure, like, Machiavellian thing about how can we increase our power. And when you so then it will become more difficult. It becomes more difficult to actually understand where he's coming from and what his priorities are. But an idiot like Justin Trudeau, he just comes straight out and says it. He just comes straight out and says, I'm not on your side. I'm on the side of the NGOs. I'm on the side of the POS. I'm on the side of all of the things that get in your nerves and that you hate. But Justin Trudeau is such a complete idiot that he takes ownership of all of that. He actually really believes it. He doesn't use it as a kind of cynical ploy. You know, it isn't like, well, this is say BLM or the rainbow flag protests and all of this, all these astroturf movements, the, you know, Greta Thunberg and all of the green agenda, all of this. Like, he doesn't see that as being a means to kind of bash people over the head and keep people in line and then, like, drain people and just wear them out. He like, genuinely believes that. It's got to the point where this is actually his worldview, whereas a more skillful politician is able to separate himself from the ideology and all the nonsense and see it in terms of, like, a power play. But Justin Trudeau isn't like that, and what that means is when you look at that clip of him coming out of his hiding hole to kind of dump on the truckers and, like, say that he loves BLM, like, what you get the impression of is that this is a man that lives in a completely separate reality. Like, he inhabits a different dimension than the people that he's supposed to represent, which is, say, the truckers and the million or so people out on the streets of Canada, like, cheering on and laughing that he's hiding in a hole like a coward. Like, he doesn't understand, like, how out of touch he is. He doesn't understand why these people might be pissed off, and he doesn't understand the general sentiment at how happy everybody is that he is hiding in a hole somewhere, run off to an island somewhere in the north of Canada or whatever he did. And because he thinks he's actually imbibed the ideology, the globalist ideology, like, the worst elements of it, so that to the degree where he is existing in a different dimension, he isn't using it as a power grab. He genuinely believes the bullshit. And this is part of a theory I have, that one of the reasons we see this. So we've got the kind of the incompetence from the perspective of them being like this evil cabal, which they are, which he belongs to. But there's something else to it, where the actual quality of the elites is degrading over time. You know, it's as if they're getting high on their own supply is one way to put it. But just in IQ levels, just in the amount of knowledge they have got, just in the things that they have read. So they may have studied a bit of Foucault and a bit of postmodernism, but mainly it'll all be this kind of PR, social media manipulation. It's all about models. And there's an older sort of things, like an older understandings of power and human nature are completely lost to this new generation, this new, more technocratic generation. They're completely out of touch with that. They believe the bullshit that the system, like, spreads around, which is a mistake, because they should be able to step outside of that frame and look at things purely in terms of power. And so we've ended up with this cadre of incompetent arseholes in positions of power across the West, these puppets who've been parachuted into all of these places, all of these institutions, and all of these political positions. But they're totally inept. They're poorly read. They don't have much of a background to draw on. You know, if you go back to watch a BBC documentaries of like the 1960s, and the politicians will be having a debate or something, and you can see that they'll draw on Greek philosophy. They'll draw on, you know, they'll be able to quote Shakespeare. They've got this, like, immense amount of knowledge. Their education would have been, like, super high. And what we've ended up now is like these bucktooth retards who like understand spin and social media, and but they don't really have any. There's no depth to their knowledge, and so what's happened is that they've ended up that the higher ups have concocted this grand vision of how, let's say, the West should be. It's I think it's worldwide, but let's just say how Western nations should be, especially the European Union. And they've come up with this grand plan that they want to implement, and it's very ambitious and it's very far-reaching. And they've got this kind of generation of politicians that they've trained up to bring it about and influence them and network. And the problem is, they're all retards. When it comes to the point where they actually have to meet the public head on, when it comes to implementation down at the level of the actual human being, they don't really know how to deal with it. They don't really know how to manipulate the masses. And so what we see more and more is this kind of ham-fisted, brutal, like coercion and threats. And this is a result in part because too many people see them as idiots. Too many people see they will own right in front of your face. They will own the ideology that everybody hates, that everybody thinks is just this concoction of NGOs to harass people and get people fired, which is another thing they're all on board with. And it's a sign of complete incompetence. It's a sign of the fact that they're not well read, that they don't have any deeper understandings. And then when it comes to it, they for the first time, it's like almost like the first domino has fallen in Canada. And why did it happen? It happened because he's completely alienated from the people, from the working people in the trucks with the supply chains. So I mean, there's already sort of things coming out about how they're going to solve that problem. And in the long term, that one of the things they want to do is have kill switches on engines, and they want to have the trucks will be mainly automated so that there'll be some kind of AI program can take over and just drive there itself. All this kind of, but that we're not there yet. They haven't. We're not there yet. So in the meantime, they're relying on the human element, and this is where they're weakest again and again and again. This is now the pattern. And in my view, it's because I've said for a long time, the quality of the elites in terms of IQ and ability to actually do politics, which is about power, is slipping away from them. It's slipping away because they're retarded and they haven't really done very much research, but also because of this like incessant reliance on technology and data, which as I said all last year, it does it's like it doesn't really match up very well with the human element. And so it's a wonderful way to kick off, to well, like a month into the 2022. And what a sea change it is from the misery and the doom and gloom of last year. So thanks for listening. Just sort of a quick ramble there on thoughts on the issue. I needed to get off my chest. It's just how idiotic these people actually are when you see a bit of pressure applied to them. And that's a good thing. I'll catch you later.